Dad's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi, hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3. So there is, let's get to your top three stories here, and then I want to get into a couple of local stories pertaining to people moving here to the greater Pensacola area. The appeals court rejected Trump's effort to block Vice President Mike Pence from testifying on the January 6th probe. GDP report shows economic growth slowed down in the first quarter. Did increase still, but slowed down. And Governor DeSantis is expected to launch a presidential exploratory committee next month. And probably by mid-May, launch his campaign for president. Let me get into this story here. Condé Nast has their annual Travelers Reader's Choice Award. So readers get to go online and vote for different categories. And Pensacola has two areas that we are basically up for in nomination. So they have all kinds of different things like trains, ski resorts, islands, hotels, cruise ships, homestays and villa rentals, countries, car rentals, beaches, and more. Well, Pensacola is up for Pensacola for beaches. You can vote for Pensacola that way. And also, we have cities. So you can vote for Pensacola being one of the best cities or one of the best beaches. And I was looking at this and I was thinking, well, maybe. Like, this might be one where like, hey, so we can vote for this. Vote for us as having the best beach for Pensacola Beach. By the way, there's also Dauphin Island on there. I saw that too. But so we could vote for us as having the best beach, or maybe not. I mean, don't we think enough people know about us already? So it's like, I think they might know about us enough already. Well, do we really want to come in tops in another chart here? Like, in one aspect, it's like cool. They're like, yes, we're number one in this. And then, but it's like, but then more people move here and more people vacation here. And it's just beginning, it's getting to be a little bit overwhelming now. I was talking about this earlier, how it felt like we, for years and years, Pensacola was kind of a sleepy town, meaning like you could pretty much get anywhere you wanted to pretty easily. And past 4 years, it has just exploded. To where it's very difficult to get around anywhere now. Traffic gets bad. Of course, home prices have gone through the roof. You got all this stuff, right? So you can go vote for this, or maybe not. It just depends on your feeling about trying to rank high on these things because it brings more attention to us. But yeah, Condé Nast's Reader's Choice Awards survey is out there, and Pensacola is available in the category of beaches and best city. So you can check that out. In the meantime, too, by the way, the Wall Street Journal. So one of the beaches is also Orange Beach. So I have a story about Baldwin County from the Wall Street Journal coming up next, right after Traffic on the Fives.
Nothing to slow us down right now with I-10 and I-110. We're also looking good on 29 north and southbound lanes, showing no slowdowns throughout Pensacola up to McDavid and Century, and at 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Big article on the real estate section of the Wall Street Journal basically says Alabama is the new Florida for retirees. And it explains how many retirees have, because of the real estate prices just skyrocketing in the state of Florida over the past few years, has priced out people to retire here. That's unfortunate. It's not necessarily talking about Pensacola, but it is more like Miami and Tampa and Fort Myers and all these other areas. But yeah, even here. But so this pretty extensive article highlights a handful of people who, instead of retiring to Florida, retired to Baldwin County. One of them was on Ono Island, another one at Orange Beach, and another one at Fairhope. And talked about how, it has the white sandy beaches and the fairly mild weather, yet the cost of living is cheaper in Alabama than it is in Florida. And so the thing I was thinking when I kind of skimmed the article initially, but the thing I've really stood out to me was like, oh boy, just wait. I mean, this is a big, huge feature in the Wall Street Journal, where a lot of people up north read. And Alabama, you know, Baldwin County has been going through their real estate rising as well. Not as much as Pensacola has been, but they've still been having a big increase in real estate prices too. And this is just going to put them on the radar even more so. Got a text here earlier, says Bobby, Fairhope's always has been on the radar for retirees for the past few years already. Yeah, it's just going to be more. is what I'm saying. It's just going to be even more so. And of course, that's also going to bring attention to, okay, well, what if I do want to be in Florida? That's going to be us. We're right next to them, right next to Baldwin County. So it'd be interesting to see what happens as far as a fallout from that goes. All right, coming up here next, we've got top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Ago, Navarre was the best kept secret in Florida. Now it's a zoo with bumper to bumper traffic. The infrastructure has not kept up with the growth. I'm a retiree looking to exit. Can't afford living here as much as I used to love it. It's very sad. Yeah. And that is unfortunate. And I've talked about the infrastructure quite a bit. I mean, particularly in Highway 98, there needs to be an overpass to get to different areas with off ramps, because 98 is just, it's an absolute nightmare. If there's just one accident, or not even an accident, somebody gets a flat tire, you know, it's bumper to bumper forever. It's just terrible to take 98 now, and more people keep moving there. And I get all these people saying, oh, they just approved another subdivision. The problem is people are moving there anyway. And if you don't have the housing, then it's just going to cause the real estate prices to continue to rise. Only the wealthy of the wealthy will be able to live there. And so you can either just decide that right now, you only want the most wealthy to be able to live on Santa Rosa Island and limit the housing that's there right now, or you can open up the housing so that more people, there's more housing, so it'll keep real estate prices down, but you also have to build the infrastructure to support that kind of traffic and growth. It's multiple facets of it. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, we're keeping tabs on current local events right now. And just a heads up for folks interested in Project Pickle, the city council is meeting right now, and they are hearing the presentation on the project. So a vote could be coming here in the next few minutes about whether the lease agreement will be approved by city council tonight. Elsewhere, the man accused of leaking classified military documents will remain behind bars for now. Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira is accused of sharing classified documents online. Former President Trump campaigning in New Hampshire today in a speech in Manchester railed against President Biden, calling him grossly incompetent and a threat to democracy. Legendary talk show host Jerry Springer died today at the age of 79 at his home in suburban Chicago. In addition to his long-running talk show, he served as the 56th mayor of Cincinnati back in 1977. And a South Jersey Little League near Philadelphia is debuting a new policy for handling unruly parents. The Deptford Township Little League is fed up with parents who scream and yell at umpires, so they've launched a new policy where they're going to make rude, angry, or aggressive parents serve as umpires themselves, requiring them to suit up for 3 games before being allowed back to watch as spectators.
Yeah, I saw that as well. I actually think it's a good idea.
It's an amazing idea.
Yell and scream at the umps, you give it a try.
Yeah. Can't watch your kid strike out 4 times until you do.
Yep, exactly. I think it's a good way to handle the parents. Like, you think this is so easy? You step on back here and give it a try. So we're almost 30 minutes away from the first pick of the draft, the NFL draft. And you thinking this is going to be Bryce Young heading a number one over the Panthers? I
mean, yes.
That's what it seems like most people are expecting.
Yep, that's what I think. I think things are going to get really interesting. I mean, in the two spot, you know, the talk in all the sports talk shows is that the Houston Texans, even though they need a quarterback, will not take one. They have the 12th pick as well. So they're thinking maybe get the best defensive player and then maybe a quarterback later. And then the Arizona Cardinals have no need for a quarterback, so possibly a trade up to three could be in the mix for a team that is looking to get a quarterback. So the fireworks could start pretty early tonight.
Yeah, I think so too. And yeah, in fact, just what you were saying right there, what I've been seeing too is maybe no sooner than the no later than the third pick. There's gonna be people trading out the third pick and everything. So you might get the first pick untouched. You know, Carolina's gonna make their pick. Second pick, they might even trade that one out.
Yeah,
like it's that. Yeah, that's it's gonna be a. It's, I think it's gonna be pretty wild.
It will be.
Because of some of the reports we've been hearing it's not necessarily a bad draft class. It's just not you don't have dominant players who are like no brainers that you've got to get these 15 players. And then after that, it's kind of a wash. Instead, it's kind of like the whole draft is kind of a wash. Like they're all going to, there's good players, but there's no major standout players. Like I have to have this player type of a thing. And so that's going to allow a lot more moving and shaking in this draft, which I think is fun. I like it when there's different trades and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Let's go and get traffic on the Pfizer. Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. Also, 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Nothing too bad to slow you down, as well as the 3-mile bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we've got your Cliff Notes version of your Florida legislative update. So that's coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 Florida legislative update. Actually, I want to start with Alabama. Alabama has a new bill that's been introduced in their legislative session that would require or have age requirements for social media. And so those ages 13 to 17 years old would be put an age requirement. So basically 13 to 17 years old, you try to sign up, you won't be able to on social media. You'd have to have parental consent to do so. So there's a lot of states that are starting to pass bills like that. Then let's see here. In the Florida legislative session, Apalachicola Bay, the proposal for that has passed the House. This is the one that would restore Apalachicola Bay, which is where a bunch of oysters used to come from. House passed a $1.4 billion tax package. And the House passed Ava's Law, which is the one that will allow somebody who's been incarcerated to delay their incarceration by 12 weeks if they're pregnant. On News Radio 92.3. A couple things to let you know about for this weekend. We've got the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences presenting the Dixon Dub coming up tomorrow at the Hilton of Pensacola Beach. And so this is a lip syncing battle to raise funds for the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. And then the Fiesta Pensacola Crawfish Festival comes up this weekend as well. Starts on Friday, goes through Sunday at Seville Square in Fountain Park. So you can check that out. The Crawfish Eating Contest Times Entertainment lineup are on our website, newsradio923.com. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. So the appeals court has rejected Trump's effort to block Mike Pence from testifying in the January 6th probe. So he went ahead and did that. GDP report shows economic growth slowed down in the first quarter. It did increase 1.1%, but still a slowdown. And Governor DeSantis is expected to launch his 2024 presidential exploratory committee next month and be fully like running for president by the middle of May or maybe beginning of June. Those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 923.
Here's your sports hit.
NFL draft is coming up here in about 20 minutes on ESPN, ABC, and the ESPN app. So 7 o'clock will be round one. Tomorrow will be round two and three. So that will begin at 6 p.m. Of course, it's in Kansas City. First pick in the draft goes to the Panthers, Carolina Panthers, then the Houston Texans, Arizona Cardinals, Indianapolis Colts, and the Seattle Seahawks are your top five picks right there. Then NBA playoffs continues tonight, 7:30 on TNT. Boston Celtics are taking on the Atlanta Hawks. Celtics lead the series 3-2, so if they win, they will advance. NHL hockey is on TBS right now. The Tampa Bay Lightning have got to win in order to stay in it, and it's tied 1-1 with Tampa Bay and Toronto Maple Leafs with 3.5 minutes left in the first period. And then the puck just dropped like a minute ago on ESPN2, and the New Jersey Red Devils have already scored. It's 1-0, New Jersey Red Devils over the Rangers. Then coming up tonight on ESPN2 after this game will be Winnipeg against Las Vegas, where Vegas could advance if they win. Then Major League Baseball going on here earlier today. The Angels beat the A's, Cardinals beat the Giants, Cubs beat the Padres, Phillies beat the Mariners, Pirates beat the Dodgers, and the Miami Marlins came from behind in the ninth inning, scored 5 runs in the ninth inning to beat the Atlanta Braves 5-4. Then in other games, Tigers are leading the Baltimore Orioles 3-0 in the middle of the fourth. Bottom of the second, Tampa Bay Rays lead the White Sox 3-0. Also bottom of the second, the Mets lead the Washington Nationals 1-0, and it's a scoreless game between the Royals and the Twins in the first inning. Then in sports news, Lamar Jackson has gone ahead and re-signed with the Ravens on a 5-year deal. $260 million, 5 years with the Ravens. So that whole drama with Lamar Jackson has finally been put to rest. I'm sure that changes their draft, their draft board a little bit now that they know they have their quarterback secure. Brittany Griner says she will not play another international season. She wanted a little extra income from her WNBA salary and ended up getting her thrown in jail in Russia, and she's not going to do international seasons anymore. Major League Baseball has told the Atlanta Braves to stop celebrating home runs with their big hat. So they put this big oversized hat on, and New Era, the company that provides Major League Baseball's hats, complained. That's not one of their hats. They can't wear it. And so MLB has told the Braves they got to stop doing it. College Football Playoff Committee has confirmed the dates for the very first round of the 12-team expanded playoffs. It'll be December 20th and 22nd. And Notre Dame's quarterback, Tyler Buchner, entered the transfer portal earlier in the week. He's already selected a team. He's going to be headed to the University of Alabama. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Also, 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, we have posted speeds. Three Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, nothing to slow you down, as well as Scenic Highway, Cervantes, Mobile Highway, and 9 Mile Road. If you see something else on the roads causing some delays, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. What is the cost, like how much do you need to comfortably retire in the state of Florida? Well, actually, based on data from the Federal Reserve and based on the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they actually came out with data that shows that Americans who are retirement age lived on about or spent about $52,000 in 2021. So based on just the spending, so that's not how much you earned, that's how much you spent, right? So based on spending of $21,000, and then figuring out each state's cost of living, then inflation, and then average life expectancy at the age of 65, they figured out that the average that a Floridian would need to earn is $1,345,295. There you go. So $1.3 million is what we'd need to comfortably retire in Florida. That ranks 15th highest. That kind of surprised me. And it was a lot higher than on the list than I thought it would be. However, when I dug into the list a little bit deeper, I saw that basically we're tied with Illinois. And then after that, and so both us and Illinois are 1.4% higher than the national average amount needed to retire. But the very next state, Vermont, which is 17th highest, is 1.3% lower than the average. So essentially, Florida, Illinois, Vermont, we're all pretty close to the average amount that you need in America to retire. It's just that ends up being 16 states are higher than the national average, and then the rest are lower. So the state where you need the most money to retire comfortably, Hawaii, $1.5 million. California is next at 1.48. New York at 1.45, New Jersey at 1.44, Washington State at 1.44. And then the cheapest states to retire, Mississippi, 1.14 million. Once again, comparing to Florida, 1.34 million is how much you need in Florida. Alabama, 1.16, Kentucky, Arkansas, Iowa. So rounding out your so top 10 most expensive states to retire is Hawaii, California, New York, New Jersey, Washington, Massachusetts, Maryland, Alaska, Oregon, and Colorado. Democrat states, every single one of them, by the way. None of you recognize that. Cheapest states to retire, Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, Arkansas, Iowa, New Mexico, South Dakota, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Tennessee. All Republican states. So I was like, oh, that was very interesting to see that right there. Cost of living is much more in those Democrat-run states, and it's been that way for a while now. But what I found was interesting, though, is really those top states, by the way, are like the cost of living is so much more than the rest of the states that it shifts the average up to the median up to just the first 15 states. So the first 15 states cost of living to retire is higher than the 35 other states. That was kind of a surprise to me to see that part of it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Yeah. All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. Yesterday was a story about a guy who was busted with some chili powder and turned out it tested positive for heroin. And so we were kind of joking around. Today's another drug-related one. 62-year-old man from Pennsylvania was pulled over. He got stopped. He basically was stopped at an intersection where there was not a stop sign. So cops saw it, decided to see what was going on. Why did he stop at an intersection where there was no stop sign? And then I guess when he got out, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, they ended up searching him, found drugs in his pockets, a crack pipe in one of his pants pockets as well. And his excuse? He didn't know whose pants those were. He didn't know whose pants they were. It just... What? He was just like walking, was like, oh, these look like some nice pants. I'll just put these on and then drive. Like, I don't, okay. Are you regularly in the habit of putting strangers' pants on and then not checking the pockets and then being full of drugs and having crack pipes in them? And apparently he had a baggie of crack in his sock as well. So, and a bag of meth. I guess the socks weren't his either. Oh, that must have fell out of the pants pocket and went into my sock. This is crazy. So, yeah. Oh, the excuses. Kind of makes me laugh. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 coming up here next. Going to get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom and some new AI glasses that might become very popular very soon. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives. No. I'm sorry.
A little early.
Let's go ahead and do traffic anyway, though.
Okay. Well, roads are looking good right now, and I'm sure they'll look good in a minute, too, with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Well, former President Trump's taking a swipe at President Biden after he was seen using a cheat sheet during a press conference. Speaking in New Hampshire, Trump rhetorically asked the crowd, "You think Biden takes questions? I don't think so." The man accused of leaking classified military documents will remain behind bars for now. Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira is accused of sharing classified documents online. Legendary talk show host Jerry Springer, dead at 79. He died at his home in suburban Chicago today. In addition to his long-running talk show, also served as the 56th mayor of Cincinnati back in 1977. And Marvel fans will soon be able to watch the latest Ant-Man movie on Disney+. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania will be premiering on streaming services May 17th. Bobby?
I see. All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I saw this story here. We've been talking about the power of artificial intelligence and how there's some AI experts saying it's not going to be that long down the road and everybody will have an AI friend. And then Gracie and I were speculating about like how long before people have AI boyfriends and AI girlfriends that are obviously just emotional connections. But then, there's other things. Then you put the AI into a robot and, all this other stuff. Well, here you go. There's new AI. And we're saying the reason why this would be a big threat is because it's artificial intelligence. It can read like your nuances and know the things that you are interested in and talk to you about the things you're interested in. And if you have insecurities, it will recognize that very easily because it's artificial intelligence to be able to figure out your insecurity and build you up and, on and on. And so it's like so you can see how artificial intelligence could very quickly become something where you connect emotionally with artificial intelligence. And, hey, I can talk to artificial intelligence easier than I can talk to my girlfriend or my boyfriend or whatever, right? Well, here's this. New AI-powered glasses will help you know what to say on dates. That's right. Or even at parties or anything like that, or just any other kind of conversation. It uses speech recognition program that listens to what the other person says, generates replies, and it's almost like a teleprompter in the glasses so that you can see the teleprompter and be able to say the right thing. So so now, hey, you want to have this great relationship with AI because AI understands how to respond to you. It understands the plethora of psychological books and writings that are done on how to respond to somebody and how to deal with their insecurities or praise them and whatever it might be. No problemo. But now you can get it in a person form. Just have them put the glasses on when you talk to them. And
or it's like
from there
a married couple has been married for so many years. It's like, I knew you were gonna be my wife because on our first date you were just so smart, the conversation was awesome. And it's like, yeah, I was following an AI teleprompter the entire time.
Yeah, I knew we were meant for each other. You just had all the same likes as me. You had all these other things. Like, yeah, AI told me everything that you like. told me all the books that you like and all stuff. In fact, in one of the things, it showed a screenshot of this example because it's very rudimentary thus far, but it was somebody talking to this girl, and the AI reminded him, this is Bridget. Her name is Bridget. Like, don't forget her name. Her name is the... So you're like, I knew we were meant for you. I mean, like, I introduced myself to you, and immediately you remembered my name. You remember where I was from. Like, we talked like 30 minutes later, and you still remembered this about me. Like, yeah, AI was prompting me the whole time. But then, you know, down the road, we need to talk. We need to have a serious conversation about our relationship. All right, hold on one sec. I'll be right back. I just got to take my contacts out. Go put my glasses on. I'll be ready for this conversation after I take my contacts out and put my glasses on. You haven't worn those glasses since we were dating. I thought you got rid of those a long time ago. Why don't you upgrade your glasses? No, I'm good with these. Just keep wearing these.
She finds out, I actually like you better with your glasses on.
Yeah. Hey, could you go put those glasses on? Yeah, that would be great if you could just wear the glasses when we go out to dinner tonight. I think that would be wonderful. yes. Can you get an AI friend and call it Bati Rossi? Oh, there you go. I like it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. News Radio.